is a presentation of the Blue Raider Network.
Live from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro, it's Kermit Davis Live.
Kermit Davis Live.
1 hour of basketball conversation with the head coach of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
KC down the lane, finger roll up and good.
No, underneath the Jason Jones, layup good, and a foul.
Call 1-866-RAIDERS to get in touch with Coach Davis with your questions and comments about Middle Tennessee Blue Raider basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS.
That's 1-866-724-3377.
You can also email your questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Kermit Davis Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, First Tennessee, Lewis Bakeries, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now, let's join Coach Davis and the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
And a very pleasant good evening from Coach's Grill in Murfreesboro. It's Blue Raider basketball tonight as Middle Tennessee gets ready to hit the road. And a productive week this past week as the Raiders went 1-1 and remain unbeaten in Sunbelt Conference play. And the head coach of the Blue Raiders joins us as we have another great crowd here at Coach's Grill, another full house tonight. We'll have a couple of special guests on this evening and a whole lot more. So, Coach, it was a fun week, as you said, going into it. Almost got everything done we wanted to get done.
Yeah, it was a big game for us on Thursday night against Troy at home. And probably if you looked at it, I mean, from a fan's perspective, the Vanderbilt game had a lot of media interest. But for us to stay undefeated in our league play, 9-0, Troy was a big game. We struggled at times, Chip, but we found a way to win. Maybe kind of had one eye on the Vanderbilt game, but it was a good win for us to stay undefeated. And then the Vanderbilt game, you know, our team was extremely disappointed with the loss. And we watched the tape today, and we had numerous chances to win the game. We didn't get the stops we needed at crucial times. Hopefully we learn from it and are better for the upcoming trip.
Yep. We've got question cards that are going out. We've got some stat sheets that are out for you guys as well. And want to remind you that there are several different ways you can get in touch with us tonight. Of course, you can give us a call. It is a call-in show. The Subway Fresh Take Hotline, sponsored by your 15 area Subway locations, is 1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-RAIDERS. Or you can drop us an email. The inbox is open tonight, radio@goblueraiders.com. That's radio@goblueraiders.com. We'll take our first break. Back with the head coach right after this. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Kermit Davis Live on the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Shelbyville, call Deb Insel. And in Woodbury, call Mitch Wilson.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more.
but we wanted to be crystal clear on what bigger meant. So we asked a lottery spokesperson to clarify bigger for us.
The jackpots now start at $40 million and grow quicker than ever.
And that's bigger than before?
Yes, it's actually twice as big.
Which makes it twice as fun. Play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires, just $2. Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
All right, welcome back into Coach's Grill tonight. Chip Walters along with the head coach of the Blue Raiders, Coach Kermit Davis. And we do have a phone call online, so let's go to the phones now. Tim, you are on with Coach Kermit Davis. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Chip. Coach, what a tremendous weekend for all Raider fans, but I know you're looking to move forward. So my question is, coming off such an emotional loss, and it's been so long since we have lost a game, do you have to do anything in particular with your team this week to get them refocused, to get them back ready to play maybe on the most important road trip of the season? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Go right ahead.
Thanks for the call. It's a good question. You know, you hope by now, after 23 games, that our team is mature enough to understand, you know, about that we've always responded after losses in a great way. You know, after Belmont, we responded, you know, in a very good way. After UAB, you know, we went on this road just this swing of winning 12 in a row. So I think our team will have today we had unbelievable focus. We watched the entire tape today. We took Sunday off. And I think they, you know, they saw the things that we did. The best thing about our team, we expected to win. Our staff expected to win. We were all disappointed in the loss. And it's one of those things we have to learn from some of the mistakes that we made. But if any indication of how our team responded today, you know, I think that we'll be ready and North Texas will get our very best shot on Thursday.
And when you one question, when you go back and look at a game like the Vanderbilt game or any game, when you watch the whole game, a lot of times you don't have a lot of time to watch a whole game. You'll watch, you'll get to Mike or somebody will edit things down. But how do you go about, when you go back and look at that, is it a, you know, here's this, here's that, and here's what we do to get better from that?
You know, we watched the entire game as a team today. We watched it. We usually do it on Monday. We watch for about an hour, hour and 10 minutes, and we watch every single possession. And, I mean, it's dead ball to where it's not all the timeouts and stuff, but you need to watch it. We need to learn from that. I mean, and late game, we didn't defend like we should have. We had some defensive breakdowns that we shouldn't have. Offensively, we were very good, and we shot 57% at Vanderbilt, and that's hard to do, you know. So we had a lot of positive things. We had some good defensive possessions. Maybe if we guard them again, we may guard them a little bit differently. Azili was a big factor down low. But the bottom line is they've got really, really good offensive players, and you've got to be at your best. And at times, you know, late games, especially with the lead, with some important stops, we broke down defensively. So hopefully we'll see some improvement on Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, I would be curious to know, as far as when you looked and evaluated matchups, things like that, of because we know Azili did have a pretty big game, but LaRon had a very big game as well. So as good as Azili was, LaRon was just that good as well. Different kind of players in the post, but it was an interesting to watch how that all developed, and to watch our guys and see them, and having gone through shoot around that morning, and they were loose and ready to go, and there was no intimidation factor whatsoever.
No, I mean, there's no question. I mean, that's a good quality of our team. Our team has a great confidence about them. It's not an arrogance, but everybody in our locker room thought we were going to win the game, and we reacted just like that when we lost the game. I thought LaRon had a really good. I thought he was physical on the offensive end. You know, he was going to the rim. You know, I think that he drove it. He passed it really well. And, you know, and for the last 2 days, you know, LaRon Dindy was the Sun Belt Player of the Week. So we'd like to congratulate LaRon Dindy. That was good, very well deserved. And probably should have got it maybe once or twice before then. But it was a well-deserved deal. And I know I said it today. I know LaRon would have traded his 22 points for a W at Vanderbilt and the Player of the Week. But But he's played really unselfish this week. I mean, this year, the entire year. So, but it was well-deserved. He had a great weekend.
It was. And LaRon set a new career high for himself with 22 points in the game against Vanderbilt. And it says a lot when he can do that against a quality opponent like that. Now, I understand that one of the radio talk show hosts in Nashville today has coined a new name for him.
Uh-oh. I don't know that. He looked like Ferdy Pacheco worked on him right there. He got a cut upon his eye. He looked like the old Joe Frazier.
Well, I understand one of the talk shows is now calling him Crocodile Dundee.
Oh.
So, hey, he put his clamps into some folks.
I don't know. Dundee, I don't know. He don't know who Crocodile Dundee is, number one. I promise you that. So, no, but he was good. LaRon did great on a big stage, and he's done that before. And we're going to have him at his best on Thursday night against the talented North Texas team.
All right, well, LaRon will be Coach's guest here in a little bit. Also, Coach Monty Tau is here, the inventor of the alley-oop. Glad to have him in the house with us tonight. And we'll take a timeout. More with Coach Kermit Davis after this. As you listen to Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU Athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family-operated and owned business since 1989.
WGNS, AM-FM, online. Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill tonight. Big crowd here in Murfreesboro. Glad to have everybody along. And another big week for Blue Raider basketball as Middle goes to North Texas on Thursday and Denver on Saturday. And got a caller in waiting online and from Nashville. A lot of you folks may know him, Vandy Lance, one of the big Commodore fans, but he has always been a guy, I've known him a long time. He really respects opponents. But Vandy Lance, welcome into Kermit Davis Live tonight.
Yeah, you got me, Chip?
I got you, man.
All right, I don't call talk shows much anymore, but I tell you what, Coach Davis, I sit behind you, and you probably heard me a good bit of the night. Now, I couldn't get on you that much because you played too dadgum good. Let me tell you people out there something. MTSU can play with anybody in the Southeastern Conference, and I'm going to tell you something. They're in the top echelon of the Southeastern Conference. And, Coach Davis, a few things I got to tell you about that game. First of all, even my son noticed this. You called your timeouts perfectly. That wasn't your first time in the gym, and you called your timeouts perfectly. Man, I loved how smooth your team was and how unselfish and how they would move that basketball on offense, and you would get it inside against a very good Vanderbilt team. And, sir, I just want to tell you, you're going to be – I hope it's not us. I hope when we get an NCAA tournament, we ain't got to play you because you will beat us, sir. You will be a Sweet 16 basketball team, Coach Davis. And I just thought I need to call and tell you that. And go MTSU, and thanks for taking my call, Chip. Take care.
Thank you, Lance. Appreciate it, man.
I tell you one thing, Lance. That's a great call. I appreciate that. That means a lot. I think Vandy Lance hollered at my dad in the 70s. I was on the bench as a young guy. You know, you're famous all around, and you're right. I tell you what, you're good for college basketball. You're a loyal college basketball fan. You know the SEC as well as anybody, and so we take that as a great compliment. And I've always said it. I'm such a huge fan of Vanderbilt. I've been that way for a long time. Just I like the program. I love their fans. Everybody hates Memorial Gym but me and the poem. I love it. I just think I'm kind of an old school guy. I love the whole history of behind it. And it was just a great atmosphere. And I thought, Chip, that our Blue Raider fans, and we've got to give you guys a round of applause. They had the introduction, and I'm telling you, all of a sudden, this roar came up. My players kind of looked back and said, holy cow. You know, there's a lot of people. And that made it for like a tournament atmosphere, Chip, when you get some Blue Raider fans, obviously the great Vanderbilt crowd. But Vandy Lance, that means a lot. We sure appreciate it, and we wish the Commodores nothing but the best, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, when you looked at what happened in the RPI and all that stuff, nothing really changed all that much between the two teams. You mentioned you like that arena. What about coaching from the end? Does it bother you at all? Because I noticed you all use some hand signals more than you had been.
Yeah, we for the last couple of weeks, just in anticipation, didn't really tell my team that, but we've kind of started some hand signals, and if you get into some environments that are conducive to that, you have to do it, especially when the team is going away from you. So that's why we did it. I thought our team held it really well. I mean, we had really not many mix-ups at all on different calls that we have and set plays that we run. And I thought what Vandy Lance said, our players executed after timeouts. And I thought they handled the environment really well.
I remember when I was probably in ninth or 10th grade, when you were playing at Mississippi State, you had a teammate named Tom Schubert, who I'm not sure what he did as a freshman, but every time he touched the ball in that gym for the next 4 years, he got booed. It was just a roar every time he touched it.
I know. Tommy and I are still great friends. I wasn't there as a freshman, but, you know, I got there when Tom was a senior. But you're right. Vanderbilt people, they were on him hard. And I mean, they really were. And so Shue became famous around the Southeastern Conference.
He certainly did. Got a few minutes we want to before we have our first guest of the night, which I guess will be LaRon. We'll have him first. But there was so much talk about the Vanderbilt game and all of that. But we don't want to let last week's win over Troy pass by without giving it a look back. And Raiders had a couple of players with 17. LaRon, that was a big part of him winning Sun Belt Player of the Week, as he ended up with a total of, 39 for the week. But he had 17-7 against Troy. And Raymond Cintron had 17 himself, and Middle won by 13 points, 71-58, in a very similar recipe that we have seen you guys throughout this year. Really took a lead at the half and dominated the second half.
Yeah, we did. I thought that we, at parts of the first half, were good. I thought in the second half our bench played really well. Raymond Cintron shot the ball, which we needed him to shoot the ball against the zone. I think Raymond has gotten himself into a good groove. He shot it for a good percentage the last two or three games. Troy always plays this good, and I thought Troy competed very hard. It's a tough matchup. Weathers was tremendous against our team, but it was a Sun Belt game that we had to have at home, and I thought our guys responded and played maybe not at our best, but played good enough to win for sure.
All right. We've got question cards out. Folks, if you want a question card, we've got some blanks, and we'd love to get your questions in by about 7:30 or so we can get them for Coach Davis here in the second half. We do have an email or two we want to get to. We'll also take some calls in the not in the next segment, but in the segment at 7:30. LaRon Dindy will join Coach Davis here on the stage at Coach's Grill right after this. So stick around with us for more Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm going to be there, too. I'll be there in August, Berry Hill and Brentwood. You can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're going to get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Welcome back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live. We've got a special guest tonight. In Coach's Grill, the food is fantastic. I know we got the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. The Blue Raiders will be playing live on Saturday at Denver on ESPN2. So it'll be a great chance to come in, get some great beverages and good food. But a special guest of mine tonight, LaRon Dindy, the Sun Belt Player of the Week. We'll welcome LaRon into the show. LaRon, tell everybody, I know you're South Carolina native. It's a little discussion about really where you're from. You claim a bigger city, but really exactly where are you from in South Carolina?
I'm from Greer, South Carolina. You know, it's just a little small little town in Greenville County in South Carolina.
So, Greenville, how big is Greer?
Greer, you know, it's very small.
Well, see, I'm from Mississippi, so, you know, we're all small town, right?
Right.
I know. But, Ron, you had a path to lead to Middle Tennessee, you know, and you went to high school in South Carolina. Tell me about the junior college and tell the fans. I know about your junior college in Iowa and then to Iowa State.
My freshman and sophomore year, I really injured a little bit, you know, and I don't know how I ended up, how I got a scholarship at Iowa State, but I got it, and I went to Iowa State. I enjoyed it there, and I knew James Washington, who played last year, and he helped me get here to Middle Tennessee to play in front of you guys.
Well, it was good. I'm telling you, we're glad. BJ's a good recruiter, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, BJ's doing good in Germany, too.
Oh, yeah, he's doing real good.
He's starting in Germany. He's had a really good career, so it's been good. You know, the one thing that I've been impressed by LaRon, everybody asks me, LaRon's a one-year guy. He comes here and he sits out a year, and you know, and then what I tell them, they say, what's LaRon's one of his biggest attributes? And I'd say, LaRon, I think it's unselfishness. I really do. I think that you're into winning, and I think that's one of your best attributes that you have. Tell me about your redshirt year. What is some of the things that you improved on, and how did you take advantage of your redshirt year?
Well, you know, as you know, I was known as just being an athlete, and being under you, I become more of a college player, more skilled, always in the gym. I know practices, it felt like I was just playing last year myself, you know, and coming out this year, it felt like I've been here for, actually, I played 2 years, that's what it felt like, so.
Well, some guys get through redshirt years. LaRon took advantage of his redshirt year. I've never seen a guy, and Wynn can say the same thing, LaRon, that you improved your skill development so well. I mean, I just think you've become the one, I'm telling you, one of the best passing big guys in college basketball. I think you're great off the dribble. And the one thing that I see about LaRon Dindy, he had 22 points, you know, and he was emotional after the game, after our loss at Vanderbilt. And I'm telling you, LaRon's one of those guys, I've seen him score 9 points and play great and so happy with a win.
Right.
And I think that kind of unselfishness, LaRon, and lending yourself into the team has really made us what we are. Give me, you think, top two or three qualities about our team.
I feel like, you know, we like a family. We be with each other on and off court. You know, I think that as a team, we buy into what the coaching staff, you know, brings us and the scout. And I feel like, you know, we all want to go out there and win.
Right. Give me the best win case story. What's the best win case story? I know you got 1,000 win case stories. And number one, he can't count, can he?
Yeah, he can't count, man.
He can't count. He can't count. Win. Wynn's a great coach. He's bad at math now, I'm telling you. He is. Hey, tell the people just what kind of great job that Wynn does with our players off the floor.
Oh, man, he's unbelievable, man. He's he always around. He calling, makes sure we're in the right place at the right time. And he want to see us win, too. He's one of the coaches that stays on top of us.
He is, like, isn't he?
Yeah.
What is Coach Towns' greatest line?
Way to go. Way to go.
He's got me saying, way to go. Hey, I walk in the gym, I say, way to go. Way to go, LeRon. Way to go, Bruce. I mean, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's been a lot of enthusiasm. Our staff also had it.
Oh, yeah.
It's been good. You know, I tell our team this. I tell the media and the fans this. What makes our team good, I just think we can have a great time off the floor.
Right.
But when we get on the floor, y'all are on each other and then the coaching staff, and it's a lot of sarcasm, which that's fun, and we all enjoy it. But on practices, I think our team really understands about the competitive nature that makes our team good.
Right. I feel like, you know, we know when to have fun and when to be serious. And we know when it comes to serious, when you have a coach that love practice as much as you don't want to play a game. You know, you got to practice how your coach or a coach, and it makes us good.
Well, that's good. Tell me about your family back in South Carolina.
My family, they haven't been to my mom, she haven't been to a game since high school, and that's why I can't wait till February the 18th, which is senior night, to when she comes out. And that'll be the first time in a long time she watched me play.
Isn't that terrific? That is great. That is really good now. Yeah. That is good, Ron, I'm telling you. All right, what did we learn from the Vanderbilt game that we can take the North Texas game?
After watching film, you know, it's our fault that we didn't win the game. Executing down the stretch, offensively, defensively, and I feel like, you know, with these next practices coming up, we got to be real focused and buy into what the coaches say and go over the scout well. And we go to North Texas, I feel like we're going to be able to compete and play the way we're supposed to play, how we play against UCLA and all them other big teams. So that's why I can't wait, you know, to tomorrow practice and the rest of the practice going to North Texas.
Yep, and that's what makes our team good. Because I think today, I mean, we had a great practice today, LeRon.
Yes,
I mean, we kind of blew the whistle and kind of told them where to go, and their energy level was so high. And I thought LeRon led us great, you know, and a lot of these players have really, really responded. And then we've got Denver on Saturday, an ESPN game. It's amazing, LeRon, we've only got 7 games in the regular season. How fast does it go?
Oh, man, you told me last year, man, at this time, it's going to fly. And, you know, yeah, last year, you know, it flew by, and we're here today with 7 more games, though.
It is. Hopefully we got a lot more than 7, though, right, LeRon?
Yeah, we go. I hope so.
If Dendy plays like he did at Vanderbilt, we will. I promise you that. We'll leave you with this right here. LeRon, in May, how many hours you got?
I have like 6 more hours.
6 more hours to graduate in May, and that is fantastic, you know. So that's exactly right. That's be our biggest day. LeRon Dendy represents our school as good as anybody in college basketball. He's a great guy. He loves to play, and we're going to look forward to seeing you play a lot more. All right, LeRon, thanks for being on our show. All right, my man?
Thank you.
Take care, LeRon.
All right.
We'll be right back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/roastery to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official healthcare providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill. Chip Walters along with Coach Kermit Davis tonight. We have Kermit Davis live as we go up until right around 8 p.m. tonight. And here in just a few minutes, Coach Monty Tao will join the coach. And time to get – we have a lot of questions from the audience tonight. One that was in the stack I wanted to get to you is – somebody wanted to know if LaRon had any other nicknames besides Crocodile. Do you have any special names for him?
I got no idea. Wayne Case may know it. What? He's got a lot of nicknames. I don't know any of them. I tell you, I just call him LaRon. I don't know.
All right. So that's we'll check that. Somebody said here, what is your favorite movie? That's from the.
Well, you know, I love Hoosiers. I love sports movies. I love Shawshank Redemption. That's a great show. You know, I got a ton of them. Betty can tell you I'm a late night movie guy. I can't sleep. I get about 2:30. My HBO $2.99. They get them for $2.99. I got them all over the place. I promise you.
Somebody said, when is Vandy going to step up and play us at our gym? Well, they did a year ago. So
right.
This series will continue through next year. And that will be at Bridgestone Arena as part of a doubleheader, correct?
Well, we're working it out.
On that.
We're working it out that we're going to have a doubleheader. We could have standalone on our game with Vanderbilt, which would be great, and I think it'll be very well attended. Next year will be on our season ticket package. It may develop into a doubleheader, and we're also going to have UAB at home, Ole Miss at home, Tennessee State at home. So a great home schedule next year, Chip.
And we'll take a couple of road trips, and I know you guys are working on something that could be pretty special and fun along the way. So just keep your eyes and ears peeled. Quick back to the phone while they get the call in. Jonathan is on the line from Smyrna. Jonathan, you're on with Coach Davis. Go ahead.
Hello, Coach. How you doing today, Coach?
Doing great, Jonathan.
That's good. I just wanted to ask you, how do you plan for the road trip weekend as a coach going into North Texas as your first game?
Well, you know, our whole focus will be on North Texas. They're a very talented team. They've got a young freshman named Tony Mitchell who may be the most talented guy that we've played against all year, and that's including those great players at Vanderbilt. They've got some really good talented guards. They've got a transfer from Oklahoma State, Franklin, that's a good player. So we've got to be at the top of our game defensively. We've always had great games with North Texas in Denton, and so I think it's going to be a really, really good college game. I know it's kind of the one their fans have pointed to. I think it'll be a great attended game, great crowd, good atmosphere for the Sun Belt.
Last year, it may have been one of the biggest wins you had a year ago that kind of might have gotten overlooked a little bit because a lot of our fans were in Mobile for the bowl game at the time.
It was a great win for us. You know, it's funny how these conference schedules start. You know, we've played North Texas twice in a row at home, fortunate to win twice, and then we go to North Texas, and then the next year we go home and home with every Sun Belt team. But it is. I think it'll be really, really fun. We've got to be at our best. We've got to be very disciplined, very physical, a good rebounding team, and hopefully move the ball the same way we did at Vanderbilt on Saturday.
Do you think the referees called a correct game, and could you hear the energy of the Blue Raider fans?
Well, I can't respond to the first one, you know, but I watched the tape, so we'll, you know, not everybody's perfect, I'll say that. But I tell you one thing, that we heard all the energy with the Blue Raiders, and I thought it was fantastic, and I thought it was a great Vanderbilt crowd, but I thought it energized our team for sure.
What is the one thing that would make this team better?
We've got to become a better rebounding team, Chip. It's one thing I thought would be a strength of our team, and it's something that it's we're not doing great. We got to become a better offensive rebounding team. And that's where we got athletic guys, and we had five offensive rebounds against Vanderbilt. We got to go on the road and be able to get 12 to 15 offensive rebounds a game.
This one question was for LaRon, but I'll move on to the second one here. It said there were 2 3-second lane violations on Middle and none on Azili, and whoever turned the card in said he thought that there should have been about 10 on Azili. So.
Well, I agree with the fact that if you're going to call a couple on us when we didn't take advantage of even catching the ball, then there's got to be some called on the other end. You know, if not, just don't call them either way. But if you're going to call them on one end, you know, especially when you're posting and you don't even get the ball when they call a 3-second call. Usually that doesn't happen in college basketball. Usually guys camped in, get it and scores. But there's really no advantage taken. So it's something, you know, that we saw on the tape. But, you know, it's just something that we got to improve in with post defense.
Walter McVetti wrote in, and we've already answered his question, but I wanted to acknowledge that he wrote in. He said he wanted to make sure that you guys heard the fans because he wanted to make sure that he did not have a hoarse voice in vain.
Yeah, well, he was fantastic. We sure appreciate all of his excitement and spirit. So we sure heard it.
What are your positions for recruiting next year? What are your priorities right now?
Well, we've got to sign a four-man that's a good player. We may have one, maybe two scholarships. We're working extremely hard in the 2013 class. We're going to have 6 scholarships. And so there's a lot of work that we have to do. Our staff's working extremely hard with it. We met on it today. And, you know, I think we got some really good recruiters on our staff. And, you know, over the next couple of years, we're going to have some really good players we have to replace.
I'll even go back to last year when Rob Moxley was here. And now with Monty and Greg to go along with Wynn, and you had Al for all those years, has the with Rob and Monty and Greg in particular, has that opened up some areas that we might not have been real strong in as far as geographically in the past?
You know, I think when you hire experienced recruiters is that everybody has contacts that they've done well with in the past. And I know Monty has his, and then Greg has his. Wynn has done a great job in recruiting over the last 2 or 3 years. And so you're right. I think it opens up maybe that they know a coach that we didn't have a great relationship, that we can get involved with players, different states. Monty's got great ties in Indiana. Greg has a lot of ties in the Midwest. And so there's a lot of experience in that staff. And they've all signed really good players at different places. And I know one thing, that we're going to keep working at it, and we'll attract some really, really good players to Middle Tennessee over the next couple of years.
Did you know, or can you believe, that the shoot coach did not go to the game on Saturday?
Oh, he's a fair weather fan. He's been that way for a long time. Don't you think, Cadillac? He's been that way. He didn't think we could beat Vandy, so he didn't go, Chip, you know. You know, that's the nature of some fans, isn't it, Cadillac? I promise you. But, no, he's talking about Bob Verbal. I guarantee you, you know, Bob must have had a real special date that Saturday. He couldn't get out of it. I'll guarantee you that. That's the only reason he didn't go to a basketball game.
Bob didn't tell me directly that he didn't go, but he complimented Kyle and I. So I figured if that would be the only reason he would have done that.
Well, I know one thing. He has a great excuse if he didn't go, yeah. And it is great that he listened.
Mark joins, says, no question, just a comment. I'm proud of where the program is right now. The highlight of the Vandy game for me was an angry Vandy fan compared us to Kentucky.
Yeah, that is. I'm glad that if we can compare the Big Blue to our Big Blue. That is a compliment, I'm telling
you.
Hey, so.
I was going to say, when there's a game in there and all of a sudden a bunch of people wearing blue start getting in their seats, they get a little jumpy in there.
They get nervous, I promise you. And I may be wrong, but I predict Vanderbilt will beat Kentucky in Memorial Gym when they play.
All right, well, that'll be a tough ticket that night too.
It'll be very tough.
Got a couple here that need to wait for our next segment because they certainly apply to that. We appreciate all the questions that have come in tonight. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Coach Davis has another special guest. Coach Monty Tau will be on board here on Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In White House, call Mike Gaines. And in Smyrna, call Bill Hayes.
The new Powerball is being described as bigger, better, more. But do people really understand better? So we asked a player if they understood better.
Yeah, you took away four of the Powerballs to give players better odds to win.
And how do you know for a fact the odds are better now?
It's simple mathematics.
Hey, I'm not even going to try to argue with math. So play the new Powerball today. Bigger jackpots, better odds, more millionaires. Just $2. Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back to Coach's Grill and Kermit Davis Live. We've got a great crowd here tonight. We've had LaRon Dindy on, who's the Sun Belt Player of the Week. We've got a great special guest, one of our new coaches who's done a fabulous job for us tonight. We'd like to give a great round of applause to Monty Tao. Now, Monty, when Chip said you invented the alley-oop, now you weren't on the back end, were you?
He's exactly right. I did invent it. I just haven't gotten any money for it. And the other guy that invented it didn't get any money for it either, so he's just like me. But it was a great play for us in college basketball, and Bruce threw a great one to Dindy.
He did, didn't
right
he?
In front of our bench. I tell you, it was so fun coaching that game the other day, watching you work your rear end off. But to see those guys coming at us from a different angle, and it was like a heavyweight fight underneath our basket. Dindy and those guys were going at it. So what a great game it was the other day. But just a lot of fun throwing the alley-oop and a lot of fun, you know, winning a lot of games with David Thompson and Tommy and all those guys.
Well, you know, when you were at North Carolina State, the alley-oop, but you couldn't dunk it.
Yeah, well, I never could dunk it.
Well, I'm just talking about David Thompson couldn't dunk it. Well, that doesn't surprise me there. And, you know, when Monty would always tell this, Monty and I have been friends for a long time. I've had so much respect for Monty, and he was at Florida as an assistant coach and helped Norm Sloan with great wins at Florida, and then went to New Orleans and did a great job at New Orleans. And but, you know, I used to follow Monty and always tell him, when he played, I was a really young guy. I think I was 7 or 8 when he played at North Carolina State. Monty's a lot older than us, you know. So, you know, but in 1974, Monty, that was one of the greatest seasons. And we'll talk about that a little bit before we talk about Middle Tennessee basketball. Kind of take the fans through just his season and just how special that was.
Well, we'd gone undefeated the year before. We were on probation. And 27-0, I had a dream.
Did they pay you a lot of money to come from Indiana, and that's why y'all
sure
put on
did.
Probation?
I'm still getting it. In one way or another.
Yeah. Right?
But it wasn't because of me they were on probation, believe me. But we had an undefeated season, and we couldn't play for a national championship. So the next year, big build-up. We have a December game with UCLA. We go to St. Louis, nationally televised. They beat us. And then we go on and go undefeated through the regular season again, 2 years in a row through the ACC undefeated. Have to win the ACC tournament to play in the NCAA tournament. It wasn't six teams getting invited. It was one team, the tournament winner, just like the Sun Belt Conference, the same stuff we're going to have to go through here.
Right.
And we win the tournament, beat a great Maryland team, Lefty Dizelle. That's what he was writing Gary Williams about the other day, what a great team that was, with Lenny Elmore and Tom McMillan. And then win the Eastern Regionals, David falls on his head, a big deal on national TV. And then we play UCLA, who had won 7 straight national championships. And down 7 in the second overtime, we come back and win that game. And then a lot of people forget that we had a real tough game against Marquette.
Right.
Al McGuire, Maurice Lucas, they had a great team. And just one of those dream things that happens to an athlete every now and then. And I was fortunate enough to live it out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We all followed it. It's amazing just, you know, how I remembered that team. But what most people don't know about Monty Tau is later on in that spring, he and the forward on that team, Stoddard. Stoddard was a pitcher and ended up going to Baltimore Orioles. They came to Starkville, Mississippi because Monty played baseball. And their team qualified for the Southeastern Regionals in Starkville, Mississippi at Duty Noble Field. And I loved it. I was kind of like, I'd go chase foul balls, and I did everything there. And you had a little quicker exit in that tournament than you did in NCAA basketball, didn't you?
About 16 hours to get there, 16 hours there, and 16 hours back on the bus. And I told Gallman today the story, and Zane, about how when you were about 10 years old, I said you were 10, you were yelling at me and stuff because you were a little bit upset that we had beaten UCLA, maybe. I said that was the first time Kermit Davis and I ever got to know each other a little bit. So that was a great time for us. We won the ACC championship that year in baseball, and Tim Stoddard, played 10 years with the White Sox, was a great power forward on our basketball team, and a great friend of mine, still coaching today at Northwestern University, assistant baseball coach.
That is great. You know, Monty had some great teams at New Orleans, and I mean, he had a great player, Bo McCaleb, who's one of the highest paid guys in Europe right now. I remember Bo well. He played fantastic against us. I still think he's the leading scorer in the history of the Sun Belt, right, Monty?
Yes, he is.
And he had some great games. But I think probably the best thing that I was thinking that Monty has done, it was unbelievable when Katrina hit and how you took that program in disarray. Again, it's a great story. I mean, real quickly, but tell us kind of how all that occurred and how the team got back together and you salvaged the season.
Yeah, I have no idea how it all happened. Just came out of nowhere, and our guys all got it together in Tyler, Texas. Amazing that we all got there. And we all survived it. We were already in school when Hurricane Katrina came in. And just one of those terrible things that happens. And our guys survived it. I think we're all stronger because of it. I think it really affected the University of New Orleans,
right.
Obviously. They have since dropped out of Division I. And you could kind of get a sense there that because of the lack of student population, the student fees, it went from 18,000 to 11,000. But I've never been prouder of a group of kids. I think if we would have lined up out here in the parking lot, they would have played for the University of New Orleans.
Right.
So real proud of those kids and my staff and just the whole city of New Orleans. Just a great, great deal.
I think it's one of the greatest coaching feats in anywhere. I believe it was a tribute, Monty, that they were so loyal to you, the kids were, and your staff, that they stuck together. Because easy freelanced and gone to different universities because they had a free pass to do whatever they wanted to do because of the circumstances. Tell the fans about our team, what you think, where we're going to go.
Just great leadership from you. It's been my pleasure to be here since April. I was fortunate enough to get over here and go to work right away. And you told me that you thought you had a chance to have a really good team. I've been so impressed with the young men. LaRon here tonight, just every day. They've been great kids to work with. Wynn Case already being here, Greg Grinsing, a great staff you put together. And we've had, man, it's been a tough schedule. When we talked about it in the summer, going to Canada to try to get ready for this season, looking at playing UCLA out there, Mississippi, Akron, and Belmont, all these people we've played, Vanderbilt, to be where we are today and to be in the position we're in, it's just been it's been one of those dream seasons.
Right.
And now we've got a chance to go ahead and go to North Texas and Denver. We've got a tough road ahead of us,
right,
as you know better than anybody. But just great leadership on your part and great leadership by our players and great camaraderie. The kids have been great.
Haven't they?
And it's been a lot of fun to be here in Murfreesboro. My wife, Petey, is here tonight. I want to make sure everybody...
Let's give Petey a round of applause. She's terrific.
Yeah, she signed off on this. Right? she's the lottery pick, as you and I know. I'm just kind of one of those guys that hang out, but she's a real lottery pick.
Petey works at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. And so, Monty, you know, I knew exactly what... We've been friends with Petey and Monty for a while, and Betty and I, and we love him to death. And all of a sudden... Monty said, well, what about, you know, Petey maybe getting a job? And so he sent me her resume. I said, holy cow, it's a lot better than yours, Monty. It's right here. It's like, holy cow, I do not want to go against that. But she's been great for the community. And, Monty, I tell you this, we are extremely excited about having you guys here. You've been great for our players, a tremendous coach, guy I've had a lot of respect for a long time, and we sure hope Monty and PD are with us for a lot of years to come. So let's give a round of applause to Monty Tao, and we'll look forward to being back to Kermit Davis Live at Coach's Grill.
Back.
Thanks, Monty.
All right, bye.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Maryville to Memphis, son, you better get this. Everywhere you go, I'm gonna be there too. I'll be there in all good. Berry Hill and Brentwood, you can bet your buckle I'll be looking for you. Up in Nashville, I will find you. Down in Dixon, I'll be there. Out in Dover, pulling you over. Like your mama said, you better best beware.
Wherever you go in Tennessee, if you're driving under the influence, you're gonna get nailed. Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Beware.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back into Coach's Grill tonight. Middle Tennessee basketball as we talk with Coach Kermit Davis on Kermit Davis Live. And Al Canterbury said you had some ups the other day when you didn't get the five-second call.
I think it was Mike Smith or Danny. We were talking after the game, Jay, and we were talking about it. He said, God, I didn't believe you're that athletic. I said, trust me, I'm not very athletic. So I know that looked bad, but that's as good as I can do. And I thought it was on about six, and we didn't get it.
But at least you had your sneakers on.
I did. Yeah,
so that was good.
Exactly. I had my jumping shoes on.
All right. Time now for five random questions with Coach Davis as we do this each week. These questions have been on Funkin' Wagnalls front porch since noon today, and nobody knows what is inside of them until now.
All right.
What was your first car?
Guys, 67 Mustang, yellow. I bet you I had maybe 12 flats in a year. my dad, had, you know, I had those the big fur and had the big speakers in the back. But 67 Mustang, I loved it. I wished I'd have kept that car, Chip, and still had it.
Yeah, it would be worth more than it'd be worth more today than it was then.
It was not worth very much then. Trust me.
Yeah, 64 Dodge Dart here with the push button gears. Anybody remembers those?
I'm glad I had mine.
Yeah,
I was
drove the Dodge Dart. If you could give a child one piece of advice, what would it be?
A child, a piece of it, it'd be, this sounds corny, but it's got to be to respect your mom and dad and listen. They're not going to tell you always what you want to hear, but I'm telling you, they got your best interest at heart.
They're never going to steer you wrong, are they?
They may, but not intentionally, I promise you. Some people will intentionally, but not intentionally.
What would the title of your autobiography be, or what should it be?
You know, I don't know. I just think that, gosh, Chip, you always stump me. I don't know. I think I'm just I got a lot of weaknesses, but I do think I have great passion for what I try to do and a competitive spirit. So something with being competitive and passionate, hopefully that'll be it.
If you could go back in time for one 24-hour period, any time, when would it be and where would it be?
It'd probably be in 1974 and watch Monty Tao play in that semifinal game. I would probably think about that. I think that'd be my best 24-hour period to watch him and David Thompson play.
Well, I will say when we were at game day practice before the UCLA game, Monty's out there at the LA Sports Arena. He's looking up at the ceiling. He's going, 71, 72, 73, 75. Where's 70? Oh, it's in Raleigh. And 74 was in Raleigh.
That's so. Why the Bruins hate him so bad. I promise you that.
All right, we're down to question number five. Favorite cartoon character?
Favorite cartoon character. I've had...
Foghorn Leghorn is mine.
How do we know who that is?
Oh, you remember from Looney Tunes? The big chicken? The big rooster? That talked a lot? Loud?
You must be as old as Monty, because I'm not quite that old, I don't think. I tell you what I loved. I loved one of my favorite cartoons growing up was Johnny Quest. It came on at 11 o'clock on a Saturday, and Bill and I used to we just fight for the TV to watch Johnny Quest on 11 o'clock.
So there it is.
He was kind of a cool cat. I thought he was. I thought he was back then anyway.
He was, kind of similar, but not a cartoon. Lost in Space was a...
That was a
go-to show for me.
It was.
All right, Danger Will Robinson. So anyway, that's it for five questions for this week. We'll be back to wrap things up with Coach right after this. As you listen to Kermit Davis Live from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Karen's is mobile banking.
When I was in New York, I used my iPad to balance my checking accounts at First Tennessee.
And have you recommended us, Karen?
I would recommend First Tennessee to friends and family because they treat me well and I know they treat other people well.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
For 100 years, Middle Tennessee State University has taken pride in educating homegrown students from Tennessee. Now, we're the number one choice of undergraduates in the state. During 2011-2012, we'll be celebrating our centennial and hope you'll visit our university and be part of the celebration. MTSU has excellent programs in aerospace, teacher training, and one of the nation's top recording industry programs. To learn more, go to apply2mtsu.com. Middle Tennessee State University, dedicated to being the best in Tennessee.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Megan's coach and girl for the final time tonight. Chip Walters along with the head coach. I do want to thank Madison and Megan Henniger as they helped pass out question cards tonight. And also Stephen Turnham. That's why we got so many questions tonight, coach, is because those youngsters threatened everybody they need to turn a question card in.
Well, I tell you one thing. The Henniger family is unbelievable. They are as good a Blue Raider fans for every sport. Their girls are adorable. I tell you what, we sure appreciate that family a bunch.
That one's kind of mean back there, though, the little one. She's a mess.
She's not. They're too pretty to be mean. Too pretty to be mean, Chip.
You got a big road trip coming up, North Texas, on Thursday night, and they've got a special player on their team. And so tell the folks a little bit about him, what kind of player he is, and that Tony Mitchell has really kind of lighted things. He's lit things up down there.
You know, Wynn and I are watching tape. Wynn has the North Texas scout, and he really is. He's 6'9". He's a young kid, but he's so athletic. He's got great motor too, Chip. He just runs. He's got great spirit about him. He can make threes. He's good off the dribble. He blocks shots. His last game, double-double, six blocks. He's just one of those guys that he'll make some young mistakes, as a lot of young guys do. But I think the biggest thing about him, he just plays. He just runs and jumps and sprints down the floor. And he's a versatile guy. So he He'll be all over the floor. They'll do a good job defending him. But they do. They got another really good four man in Franklin. They got a good guard who can shoot. So they're a very well-rounded team, Chip.
And that will be on Thursday night. The Raiders go to Denver on Saturday. We're about out of time, Coach. Want to wish you the best of luck this week. And remind folks that on Saturday when we do play Denver, Coach's Grill, they are going to have some specials down here. So invite everybody. Come watch it. It's on ESPN2. And it'll be a big time.
It will be. Hope everybody come down to Coach's Grill and watch the game.
Absolutely. Appreciate everybody for being here tonight. Give yourself a big round of applause.
Thanks, Chip.
We'll be back to join you on Thursday night. Women's basketball and men's basketball from Denton, Texas. And from Coach's Grill, we say good night from the Blue Raider Network.